Lord Jesus, in this hour we are in much need of endurance to finish the race. Please grant us this grace. Amen. Heart dwellers, I've been hearing a great deal of struggle lately for many of you, and certainly myself. It's been extremely frustrating in these last few weeks. No matter how dedicated I am to using my time correctly, things come up that I must deal with. Big, hairy things that have tentacles and repercussions in more than one area. For several days, I've not been able to get to my music. Also, the Lord has been warning me of detractors that have come against our channel. To you, I say, may the Lord open your eyes to the great love He has for you and reveal to you the deepest wellsprings of His unconditional love. May you be healed, brought into the kingdom, and find the greatest joy of life, Jesus, our Lord. Amen. And for those of you who work for the dark side, understand you're working for a liar. He's taught you how to lie, cheat, and steal, and kill, because he's a murderer and a liar. That's the nature of the man that you're working for. Of the being that you're working for. So tell me, knowing what his nature is, do you really think he's going to have any reward for you when you die? Do you really think any of those promises are real? Please consider who you're working for, because he's going to torture you beyond your wildest horrors. When he rips you from your body and sucks you down into hell and assigns demons to torment you, and you'll cry out and say, but I served you, I did all these things for you. And he'll just laugh and say, yeah, I know, now I get to torture you too. So please consider his nature and know that the Lord loves you and he'll forgive you of any sin you've committed. So moving onward beyond our detractors, Lord, give us a great love for them. Every time we think about them, that we say a prayer for their salvation and for the ones who were misinformed, that the truth would prevail in their hearts and minds and blinders would come off their eyes. Well, my dear ones, I've been having New World Order dreams very frequently, and they're every bit as bad as George Orwell's 1984 science fiction novel. I feel the Lord is wanting me to share them with you in conjunction with what appears to be the constant threat of nuclear attack by North Korea. However, my dreams have not been about North Koreans, but about Americans, young, handsome, well-trained, intelligent agents of the government. Not the American government, but a dark government. And they come, cordoning off areas and cities and countries and forcing people into a series of medical exams and vaccinations, keeping them in a prison-like environment and then taking them one by one into an elevator that goes down into the earth where the deep state government facilities are located. And who knows what happens to them from there. My dear ones, things are getting more difficult and rapidly escalating towards the confrontation between the shadow government and the legitimate American government now in place. Time is truly short. Though Jesus is holding back the Third World War, it is taking every effort, every suffering from the body of Christ, every fast offering to continually accomplish this. The Lord is calling every man, woman, and child to put their prayers and sufferings behind his holy efforts. And for those of you who are new to our channel, when we talk about sufferings, we're talking about sicknesses that the Lord chooses not to heal, that you have the faith to receive a healing, but he chooses not to heal in that moment, that can be used as a fast offering to bring the gospel to people and to prevent world wars. Any suffering at all, nothing goes unnoticed. But anything that makes up a cross in your life that you carry can be offered to the Lord. It has power. It has fasting power. And you can offer it to the Lord for the salvation of souls and for the prevention of a cruel, cruel war. So be encouraged, especially those of you who are older and homebound and have constant medical issues. So these are my thoughts, really what I've been feeling and thinking about the government, and I didn't want to give you something that was out of my own head. So I said, please, Lord, I don't want to say anything that's not in your heart or mind. Jesus began, you have discerned correctly. There is a life and death struggle going on for that tipping point that will destroy this nation. I need every suffering clear, and I know how you have been burdened in trying to do everything I've asked you to do for me. I know how you suffer because the time slips through your fingers, no matter how hard you try to keep it focused, and your pain levels have been almost unbearable. This too I am allowing as a suffering, and I'm highly pleased with your choice to put this message out over all the other things you could have been doing tonight. It is indeed a time of intrigue and backroom deals. And you know, Obama's a master of intrigue. The scripture talks about the Antichrist coming to power through intrigue and not having any royal blood in his veins. And that's exactly how Obama has been doing what he's done. Totally, totally by intrigue. And then for those of you who are new to the channel, the Lord has told me several times that he is the Antichrist. Continuing on with what the Lord is saying, it is indeed a time of intrigue and backroom deals. At the one extreme, the enemy has woven a web around the nations to draw them into an end-all conflict where nothing living is left on this planet. At the other end are those who wish this country to be a dictatorship, part of a new world structure. But as long as my people are suffering and praying, I am holding it back. But I must warn you, it's not looking good at this point. He had given us 2 years before the rapture. Actually 3 years, but we've already passed through 1 year, so now it's 2 years. And he didn't guarantee there would be a rapture in 3 years. What he did say was there would be a review as to the condition of hearts and the condition of the world. Jesus continued, my people, many of you are not ready for the rapture. I have given Claire these dreams so she could share with you how hard it will be for those who have not circumcised their hearts and given their lives to me. I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't recognize that that was your intention. Dear ones, I've been having these ominous dreams for months, and in every one of them I'm looking for an escape route, but I never find one. They are extremely bleak and hopeless. What you will encounter after the rapture if you're not taken. Jesus went on, it is true that the deep state is the greatest threat to this country at this time, and I'm calling you all to shoulder your cross and any other crosses I lay on your backs. And what he's talking about with the deep state is the New World Order and the Obama alliances and the underground government that is controlling things, the black ops and everything else that has been done to destroy this country. There's a whole network of politicians that are in the underground government, and that's called the deep state. This time will not last forever, Jesus continued. There will be a breakthrough one way or the other that will catapult your country into peace or civil war. At this hour, your prayers mean everything, and they are the only thing holding this wicked government back. I have given you dreams about the future living conditions. Men, women, and children will be separated and quarantined and held captive until they are fully vaccinated with poisons, and it is determined if they have any value to the future government, or should they be done away with. As it is written, they will desire death but not be able to attain it. And the Lord has mentioned before that the tattoo that goes with the New World Order will also have the means to cause a sickness that is incurable, but you won't be able to die from it. It's a very terrible thing. People will suffer for months who've taken the mark, and before they finally die. There is a plan underway, he continued, to overthrow this government create martial law and force people to live for the shadow government and the New World Order. I am still pulling strings, Claire. I am still frustrating their efforts. I am doing this through the power of these prayers and sacrifices. And when he said this to me, I was at that point thinking, gosh, is it hopeless? And he said, I'm still pulling strings. I'm still frustrating their efforts. So he's on it. But he's doing this through the power of our sacrifices and prayers, our crosses. It should become evident very soon that this evil force must be opposed and countered by every man, woman, and child in God's service. Each candidate must be selected with extreme caution to get the right people into the right jobs. It looks like a daunting job to taxpayers who are functioning only on rules and tremendous misinformation and not a broad understanding of what's really taking place. Then there are those who cooperate with this shadowy state, not having any clue as to how they are being used against their true will if they only knew what these evil men are really about. But they haven't taken the time to really investigate the lies, so they swallow the party line to oppose a good man in office and keep on blindly marching to cause chaos, selling their freedom in the process. Your president is doing everything he can to destroy every ungodly law that can be used against the people, to subdue and induct them into the enemy's camp, or to do away with them on flimsy charges. Much has been destroyed of Obama's infrastructure, but he has tremendous forces on his side and will use them effectively if he is not contained. My people, there will come a time when nothing matters except the right thing. The grassroots American people will be a force to be reckoned with, and no one will call evil good and good evil. Yet we are not there yet, and the opposition is fierce. So I'm mobilizing all who are willing to give of their lives to hold back and chain down this force of evil. And there he's talking about doing that through prayers, through our prayers and sacrifices, and perhaps any position to inform the public and groups that are informing the public about what's really going on, perhaps being a part of that. Jesus continued, give me your pain, emotional, physical, mental. Give me your frustrations. Give me your failures and losses. Give me the unexpected where you're forced to make bricks without straw. Give me your all. Do not despair of the work you've undertaken for me. It all fits together like a giant holy jigsaw puzzle that I'm creating a new vision with. However, events will determine if peace will continue for the next 2 years or if you will be thrown into a war. And here he's saying, do not despair of the work you've undertaken for me. In other words, the gifts that he's given you to cultivate. For me, for instance, it's music and art. For others, it might be administration. It might be public relations, or it might be the arts. But he's asked us to be like Nehemiah, build with one hand, build the wall around Jerusalem with one hand, and carry a sword in the other to defend your turf. So we have to do both. We have to be praying and offering sacrifices and continuing to war against evil. But we also need to be creating and cultivating the gifts that he's given us. He continued, it is so much better, my people, to accept these crosses without complaint, but resolutely, knowing that I have allowed them for the express purpose of saving this nation. I've been doing a lot of complaining. I really confess that. You are doing a mighty work with your frustrations of recent weeks and with your losses and failures. So much is not understood about the good you are doing. So keep it up, please. Don't become despondent. And please make these free will offerings as generously as you can. And I will make the burdens lighter. When you complain, Claire, you make it harder on yourself. Try not to complain, my bride, but to just bear these frustrations with great integrity generosity and patience, I promise that you will experience a measure of relief by your charity, thanksgiving, and generous giving. So in all your struggles, dear bride, I am with you. I have not abandoned you. Anything contrary to your plans, any sufferings that you have, I am with you, and I am giving you patience and perseverance in mighty, mighty graces for you to succeed and to keep going. Please support me with your prayers and know that your prayers are powerful against this evil government